听力课堂，听 class.com。
Lesson 101. Oh.
Peter 为了这个实验提供了大量的设备。你感激地说，多亏了他，实验才能成功。
I owe it to you that I succeeded in doing the experiment. I owe it to you that I succeeded in doing the experiment.
你把最后一笔欠款还给银行，你松了口气说，你终于还清了所有的债务。
I have paid off all that was owed. I have paid off all that was owed.
妻子想知道你做生意借了朋友多少钱，你如实回答道，你欠他1000元。
I owe him 1,000 yuan. I owe him 1,000 yuan.
父母哺育你长大，又培养你上了大学，你说你对父母感激不尽。
I owe much to my parents. I owe much to my parents.
超市老板不再让你赊欠了，他不悦地说，你仍欠着上个月买东西的账。
You still owe for the goods you got last month.You still owe for the goods you got last month.
住院期间，妻子无微不至地照顾你。你感激地说，多亏了她，你才得以康复。
I owe it to you that I recovered from the illness. I owe it to you that I recovered from the illness.
王平对你帮助很大。你感激地说，如果你有任何进步，都是他的功劳。
If I have development, I will owe it all to you. If I have development, I will owe it all to you.
丈夫废寝忘食工作，显得有些精力不济。你劝他说，他该给自己放个假了。
You owe yourself a holiday. You owe yourself a holiday. Lesson 102. Without.
Larry 没和你打招呼就走了，你说他不辞而别了。
He left without saying a word. He left without saying a word.
水是人类赖以生存的根本，你说没有水，人类就无法生存。
Without water,Human beings cannot live. Without water, human beings cannot live.
你请求 Jack 一定抽空来帮忙。你说，没有他，你们怎么能干好这项工作呢？
How can we do the work well without your help? How can we do the work well without your help?
朋友问你为何不买那双鞋，你说你快没钱了。
I'm quite without money. I'm quite without money.
你和女友久别重逢时，你关切地问她，没有你，她是否不开心？
Are you unhappy without me? Are you unhappy without me?
儿子不戴帽子就想往外跑，你严厉地说，不戴帽子就别出去。
Don't go out without a hat. Don't go out without a hat.
妈妈问你为什么和弟弟吵架，你生气地说，他没敲门就闯进了你的房间。
He entered my room without knocking on the door. He entered my room without knocking on the door.
友情是每个人很重要的部分。你说，没有朋友的人是不完整的人。
A man without a friend is only half a man. A man without a friend is only half a man. Lesson 103. Refer to.
你感到朋友话中有话，就问他，指的是什么？
What do you refer to? What do you refer to?
同事暗示公司里有很多事错综复杂，你迷惑地说，你不知道他指的是什么。
I don't know what you refer to. I don't know what you refer to.
你对这个演讲者的评价大打折扣，你说他不时地看发言稿。
He often referred to his notes.He often referred to his notes.
王静问你明天到兰州的火车几点发，你说你也不清楚，得去查时刻表。
I don't know either. You must refer to a timetable. I don't know either. You must refer to a timetable.
Bill 想知道经理是否提过要给员工加薪，你说他提到过一两次。
He referred to it once or twice. He referred to it once or twice.
同事问你一个单词的拼写，你抱歉地说，请查字典看看这个词的拼写。
Please refer to a dictionary for the spelling of this word.Please refer to a dictionary for the spelling of this word.
你很讨厌别人议论自己，便对朋友说，别在他们的谈话中提到你。
Don't refer to me in your conversation. Don't refer to me in your conversation.
经理在会上讲了一些员工守则，他说，他所讲的适用于每一个人。
What I said refers to all of you. What I said refers to all of you. Lesson 104. Clear up.
除了大厅，其他地方都有人打扫。你问，谁来打扫大厅？
Who will clear up the hall? Who will clear up the hall?
朋友约你周末去他那里玩，你说这个周末你有许多工作要处理。
I'll have lots of work to clear up at this weekend. I'll have lots of work to clear up at this weekend.
合作方面临棘手的困难，你说也许你们可以帮他们解决这个问题。
Maybe we can clear up your problem. Maybe we can clear up your problem.
经过努力，计划终于可以顺利进行了。你松了口气说，困难终于排除了。
The difficulty has finally been cleared up. The difficulty has finally been cleared up.
你要求大家看完演出后先别走，你说你们把乱扔的垃圾清理完才能走。
We can't go until all the litter has been cleared up. We can't go until all the litter has been cleared up.
下了两天两夜的大雨终于停了，你高兴地说，天气晴朗起来了。
The weather has cleared up. The weather has cleared up.
你庆幸买了这本哲理书，你说这本书帮你弄清了许多难题。
The book has cleared up many difficulties for me. The book has cleared up many difficulties for me.
朋友约你出去打高尔夫球，你推辞说你在整理实验室。
I'm clearing up the laboratory now. I'm clearing up the laboratory now. Lesson 105. In case.
你怕耽误明天重要的约会，就对朋友说，如果你忘了，请他提醒你。
In case I forget, please remind me about it. In case I forget, please remind me about it.
你好奇墙上的红盒子有什么用？大厦管理员说，万一起火，你可以按警铃。
In case of fire, you can ring the alarm. In case of fire, you can ring the alarm.
天空阴云密布，妈妈打算出门买菜，你说拿把雨伞以防下雨。
Take an umbrella with you in case it rains. Take an umbrella with you in case it rains.
弟弟要出远门，你拿出你的积蓄对他说，拿上这些钱以备不时之需。
Take the money in case you should need it. Take the money in case you should need it.
你即将去北方出差，妻子对你说，带上保暖的衣服，以防天气寒冷。
Take warm clothes in case the weather is cold. Take warm clothes in case the weather is cold.
你答应去看好友，但又补充说，万一有什么事你不能来，请他原谅。
Please excuse me in case something prevents me from coming. Please excuse me in case something prevents me from coming.
好友要去外地工作了，临走时你叮嘱他，万一遇到困难就通知你。
Please let me know in case you meet with difficulty. Please let me know in case you meet with difficulty.
妻子不用你做饭，你却坚持说你要在厨房待着，万一有需要你的时候。
I shall stay in the kitchen in case I am wanted. I shall stay in the kitchen in case I am wanted. Lesson 106. Charge.
展览馆要办一次家具展，宣传者说，展览会免费向公众开放。
The exhibition is open to the public without charge. The exhibition is open to the public without charge.
你以为这是免费停车场，可管理员走过来说，这里的停车费是$1.
The charge for parking is $1. The charge for parking is $1.
你买电脑时，售货员保证说，如果电脑出了故障，可以免费修理。
The computer will be repaired free of charge if it goes wrong. The computer will be repaired free of charge if it goes wrong.
你到一家宾馆住宿，你问总台接待员，住宿费一天是多少钱？
What is the charge for a day at the hotel? What is the charge for a day at the hotel?
学校为学生提供医疗保障，你说，在你们学校，医疗服务是免费的。
The medical service is free of charge in our school. The medical service is free of charge in our school.
你到一家高档理发店理发，你先问理发师，理一次发需要多少钱？
How much do you charge for a haircut? How much do you charge for a haircut?
朋友带你去了他常去的那个酒吧，他说这儿不收服务费。
The service here is free of charge. The service here is free of charge.
假期你联系了一个家教服务中心，你打电话询问服务费是多少？
What's the charge for the service? What's the charge for the service? Lesson 107. Whatever.
Jim 总喜欢说谎话戏弄别人，你提醒大家，无论他说什么都不要相信。
Don't believe whatever he says. Don't believe whatever he says.
在你心目中，哥哥非常优秀。你说，无论他做什么都能做好。
Whatever he does well. Whatever he does well.
女友说，如果下雨就别去接他了。你说，无论发生什么，你都会去。
Whatever happens, I'm going. Whatever happens, I'm going.
春城昆明确实四季如春。你夸赞说，这座城市在任何季节都很美。
The city is always beautiful, whatever the season. The city is always beautiful, whatever the season.
同事向你打听新来经理的情况，你说你对他一无所知。
I know nothing whatever about him. I know nothing whatever about him.
你决心好好学习英语，你说无论做什么，学会外语都是很有用的。
Whatever I do, it's useful to know foreign languages. Whatever I do, it's useful to know foreign languages.
朋友聚会时 ，Lucy 一直默默无语。你鼓励她说，她可以谈她喜欢的话题。
You can talk about whatever topic.You like. You can talk about whatever topic you like.
你和女友约定下午在海边见面。你说，不管天气怎样，你们都要去海边。
We are going to the seaside, whatever the weather. We are going to the seaside, whatever the weather. Lesson 108. Afford.
为方便工作，同事建议你买台电脑。你说，目前你还买不起电脑。
I can't afford the computer at present. I can't afford the computer at present.
妈妈让你回老家看看年迈的祖母。你说，你很想去，但抽不出时间。
I'd love to go, but...I can't afford the time. I'd love to go, but I can't afford the time.
Peter 在公司里唯命是从，他说他舍不得丢掉这份工作。
I can't afford to lose my job. I can't afford to lose my job.
你决定不买这台新款冰箱，你对丈夫说你们不能承受这么高的价格。
We cannot afford to pay such a price. We cannot afford to pay such a price.
朋友提议去海南旅行，你否决说，你认为你们负担不起旅行的费用。
I don't think we'll be able to afford the travel. I don't think we'll be able to afford the travel.
你一周要上两次夜校，不能去跳健美操，就对教练说，你不能每晚都去。
I can't afford going every night. I can't afford going every night.
你和男友决定以后要节约开支，你说，如果你们节省点，就能买得起房子。
We can afford the house.If we save our pennies, we can afford the house if we save our pennies.
女友让你陪她看场电影，你说你几乎抽不出什么时间。
I can hardly afford the time. I can hardly afford the time. Lesson 109. Keep on.
你厌烦 Jim 提出的那些可笑问题，就毫不留情地说，不要老问愚蠢的问题。
Don't keep on asking silly questions. Don't keep on asking silly questions.
祖父的哮喘病昨晚又犯了，你说他整夜不停地咳嗽。
He kept on coughing all night. He kept on coughing all night.
你以为妹妹认识路边那个陌生人，你说那个人一直盯着她看。
The man kept on staring at you. The man kept on staring at you.
朋友不说话，却冲着你直笑。你奇怪地问他，为什么一直在笑？
Why do you keep on smiling? Why do you keep on smiling?
商场里东西越来越贵，你无奈地说，物价在不断上涨。
Prices keep on increasing. Prices keep on increasing.
一上午你都心神不宁，你说你一直在想着下午的比赛。
I kept on thinking about the match in the afternoon. I kept on thinking about the match in the afternoon.
你对邻居非常不满，你说你已请求他们别发出噪音，但他们还在继续。
I asked them to stop making noises.But they kept right on. I asked them to stop making noises, but they kept right on.
路人问你购物中心怎么走，你说继续往前走，遇到交通信号灯后向左转。
Keep on until you reach the traffic lights, then turn left. Keep on until you reach the traffic lights, then turn left.
你难以忍受赵刚不停地纠缠，你厌烦地说，整个上午他不停地给你打电话。
He kept on telephoning me all morning. He kept on telephoning me all morning. Lesson 110. Ask for.
你给同事看了这项计划的资料，你说你想征求大家对这项计划的意见。
I want to ask for your advice on this plan. I want to ask for your advice on this plan.
Jack 是个电脑通，他能解决这个程序问题。你说你打算请他帮忙。
I am going to ask him for help. I am going to ask him for help.
父母想知道你是否支持小妹考研，你说小妹已征求过你的意见。
My younger sister has asked me for advice. My younger sister has asked me for advice.
这次活动必须得到校长的首肯，你对校长诚恳地说，你们请求他的支持。
We ask for your support. We ask for your support.
你对计划的实施没有头绪，就对经理说，你请求他给你点时间好好想想。
I ask for some time to think it over. I ask for some time to think it over.
Peter 给你的回答模棱两可，你严肃地说，你要求明确答复。
I ask for a yes or no answer. I ask for a yes or no answer.
你刚主持完一个会议，回到办公室时，秘书对你说，有一位先生想见你。
There's been a gentleman here asking for you. There's been a gentleman here asking for you.
朋友的随身听坏了 ,Tom 修理电器很在行。你建议说去请 Tom 帮忙吧。
Go ask Tom for help. Go ask Tom for help. Lesson 111. Trade.
老板提出要加大对外贸易往来。他强调国际贸易对大家很重要。
International trade is important to us. International trade is important to us.
美国很注重进出口贸易。你说，美国和外国有许多贸易往来。
The United States has much trade with foreign countries. The United States has much trade with foreign countries.
政治因素影响着两国的经济往来。你说，两个国家的贸易正逐渐减少。
Trade between the two countries is declining. Trade between the two countries is declining.
泰国的旅游业很发达。你说，这个国家的大部分收入来自旅游业。
The country earns...Most of its income from the tourist trade. The country earns most of its income from the tourist trade.
过年的时候，很多人来饭店聚餐。老板说，春节期间生意一向很好。
Trade is always good over the spring festival period. Trade is always good over the spring festival period.
这是一所涉及各行各业的职业学校。校长说，这里开设了多种职业课程。
We offer courses in a variety of trades. We offer courses in a variety of trades.
公司里的王丽傍了个大款。据知情者说，这个人从事珠宝行业。
The man is in the jewelry trade. The man is in the jewelry trade.
现在很少有人买手工编织的篮子。你说，编篮子这一行已逐渐衰落。
Basket weaving is a dying trade. Basket weaving is a dying trade. Lesson 112And 12. A great deal.
同事担心完不成工作任务，你安慰他说，别担心，你们还有许多时间。
Don't worry. We have a great deal of time. Don't worry. We have a great deal of time.
初到公司，你很感激你的上级，你说，他给了你很多的帮助。
He has given me a great deal of help. He has given me a great deal of help.
你很高兴能见到身居国外的姨妈。你对她说，你听说过她的很多事。
I have heard a great deal about you. I have heard a great deal about you.
今年冬天只下了几次零星小雪。你回忆说，去年冬天这里的雪很大。
There was a great deal of snow here last winter. There was a great deal of snow here last winter.
学习成绩一向不好的 Jim 居然考上重点大学。你说，你非常吃惊。
I was surprised a great deal. I was surprised a great deal.
签合约前必须明确双方的责任。经理说，他们就这个问题讨论了很久。
We have talked a great deal about this problem for a long time. We have talked a great deal about this problem for a long time.
你打电话询问 Helen 的病情，她母亲告诉你，她今天好些了。
She's a great deal better today. She's a great deal better today.
你对欧洲比较熟悉，你说你曾游历过欧洲的许多地方。
I have traveled a great deal in Europe. I have traveled a great deal in Europe. Lesson 113. Insist on.
李军不让别人帮他完成这项实验，你说他坚持要自己动手做。
He insisted on doing the experiment himself. He insisted on doing the experiment himself.
传达室张大爷跑来找你，他说一位陌生人一定要马上见你。
A stranger insists on seeing you at once. A stranger insists on seeing you at once.
你无法阻止在气头上的朋友写告状信，你无奈地说，他坚持立刻就写。
She insisted on writing at once.She insisted on writing at once.
你又把 Lucy 逗哭了。妈妈不满地问你，你为什么一定要招惹 Lucy?
Why do you insist on annoying Lucy? Why do you insist on annoying Lucy?
你不得不带小妹一起去旅行。你说，她坚持要同你一起去。
She insisted...on traveling with me. She insisted on traveling with me.
男友提出和你分手，却又说不出原因。你气愤地说，你坚持要一个答案。
I insist on an answer. I insist on an answer.
母亲执意不让你去外地打工，你说，她坚持让你留在家乡。
She insisted on me staying in my hometown. She insisted on me staying in my hometown.
你们争执的异常激烈， Susan 却一言不发。你说她坚持保持沉默。
She insists on keeping silence. She insists on keeping silence. Lesson.114. Have difficulty in.
你的外语考试成绩总是不理想，你说你在写作方面有些困难。
I have some difficulty in writing. I have some difficulty in writing.
你是英语专业的高材生，老师让你去当翻译，你说你做这工作毫无困难。
I have no difficulty in doing the work. I have no difficulty in doing the work.
你的母亲最近身体不好，你担心地说，你妈妈常常难以入眠。
My mother has difficulty in going to sleep. My mother has difficulty in going to sleep.
你对二十年前住过的房子记忆犹新。你说你毫不费劲地找到了那所房子。
I had no difficulty in finding the house. I had no difficulty in finding the house.
麦祖父的门第观念很强，父亲回忆说，他娶你母亲时遇上了一些困难。
I had some difficulty in marrying your mother.I had some difficulty in marrying your mother.
工厂没有根据市场需求生产商品，你说他们卖商品时遇上了一些困难。
They had some difficulty in selling their goods. They had some difficulty in selling their goods.
Mary 的意大利歌曲总也唱不好，你一针见血地说他的发音有问题。
She has some difficulty in her pronunciation. She has some difficulty in her pronunciation.
你请导师把这篇法语文章翻译成汉语。你说，把它翻译成汉语，他毫无困难。
He has no difficulty in translating it into Chinese. He has no difficulty in translating it into Chinese. Lesson 115. More or less.
你看中了海边那个小木屋，地产商告诉你这房子价值7万元左右。
The house will cost 70,000 yuan, more or less. The house will cost 70,000 yuan, more or less.
你每天步行去上班，你说工厂离你家约2公里左右。
The factory is 2 kilometers, more or less, away from my home. The factory is 2 kilometers, more or less, away from my home.
你5000元买回一套沙发，懂行的哥哥说这套沙发大约价值2000元。
The sofa cost 2,000 yuan, more or less. The sofa cost 2,000 yuan, more or less.
你向导游询问去度假村的路程，他说去那儿大约要花费3个小时。
It will take you 3 hours, more or less, to get there. It will take you 3 hours, more or less, to get there.
你讲解完这个问题，学生们仍然迷惑不解。你无奈地说，希望你的解释多少会有些帮助。
I hope my explanation will be more or less helpful. I hope my explanation will be more or less helpful.
你的分析很精辟，姐姐不得不承认说，你所说的听起来多少有些道理。
What you said sounds more or less reasonable. What you said sounds more or less reasonable.
朋友借给你的小说实在太有意思了。你说你差不多已经把那本书看完了。
I've more or less finished reading the book. I've more or less finished reading the book.
同事问你周末去哪玩了，你沮丧地说，粉刷天花板用了将近一整天时间。
It took more or less a whole day to paint the ceiling. It took more or less a whole day to paint the ceiling. Lesson 116. Shut.
外面寒风刺骨，为了保持屋内温暖，你对进屋的人说，请随手关门。
Please shut the door after you. Please shut the door after you.
雨渐渐停了，风却越刮越大。你提醒姐姐说，最好把她的伞收拢。
You'd better shut your umbrella. You'd better shut your umbrella.
闻到烧焦味后，你和丈夫同时冲进了厨房。你喊道，请关掉煤气。
Please shut off the gas. Please shut off the gas.
房东经常私自停水，你生气地说，你已告诉他不要中断供水了。
I have told him not to shut off the water supply. I have told him not to shut off the water supply.
邻家男孩高考落榜后一直闭门不出，你劝他说别让自己与外界隔绝。
Don't shut yourself off from the outside world. Don't shut yourself off from the outside world.
那位学生不合群儿，老师家访时对家长说，别让他脱离了班集体。
Don't shut him off from his classmates. Don't shut him off from his classmates.
妈妈忙碌了一天之后累极了，你说她闭上眼睛睡着了。
Her eyes shut and she fell asleep. Her eyes shut and she fell asleep.
小丽临走时心事重重，欲言又止，你说她的嘴张开又闭上，没发出声音。
Her mouth opened and shut, but no sound came out. Her mouth opened and shut, but no sound came out. Lesson 117. A great many.
你曾在美国生活过两年，你说你在美国有许多朋友。
I have a great many friends in America. I have a great many friends in America.
公司接了一个大客户的订单，经理说大家现在有许多事情要做。
We have a great many things to do now. We have a great many things to do now.
Jack 是一个社交广泛的人，你说他认识这个城市里的许多人。
He knows a great many people in this city. He knows a great many people in this city.
两岁的儿子聪明伶俐，你说他能认识很多英文单词。
He can read a great many English words. He can read a great many English words.
朋友们都向往西藏的神秘，你骄傲地说你已去过西藏很多次了。
I have been to Tibet a great many times. I have been to Tibet a great many times.
村长领着林学系的学生们参观，他边走边说，这个地区有许多松树。
There are a great many pine trees in this area. There are a great many pine trees in this area.
老师向你们介绍语言文化的起源，他说美国许多地名都来自西班牙语。
A great many place names in the United States are Spanish. A great many place names in the United States are Spanish.
祖母喜爱养花，你说她在花园种了许多美丽的玫瑰。
She planted a great many beautiful roses in her garden. She planted a great many beautiful roses in her garden. Lesson 118. In one's opinion.
布朗夫妇不知该怎样管教淘气的儿子，就请教你说，你认为他们该怎么办？
What should we do in your opinion? What should we do in your opinion?
英语是世界通用的语言，你说在你看来英语比日语更有用。
In my opinion, English is more useful than Japanese. In my opinion, English is more useful than Japanese.
外宾对北京给予高度评价，他们赞叹说，在他们看来，北京是中国最美的城市。
In our opinion, Beijing is the most beautiful city in China. In our opinion, Beijing is the most beautiful city in China.
暑假结束了，开学时老师问你，在你看来，假期里哪段日子最美好？
What was the nicest part of your holiday, in your opinion? What was the nicest part of your holiday, in your opinion?
朋友的计划遭到一些人反对，你安慰他，在大多数人看来，这个计划很好。
In the opinion of most people, the plan is very good. In the opinion of most people, the plan is very good.
你劝父亲每天早晨出去锻炼，你说在你看来做早操对他身体有好处。
In my opinion, doing morning exercises is good for your health. In my opinion, doing morning exercises is good for your health.
你只允许女儿看一小时电视，你说父母们认为看太多电视对孩子没好处。
In most parents' opinion, watching too much TV is bad for children. In most parents' opinion, Watching too much TV is bad for children.
体育老师总要求男生做高难度动作。他说，他认为男孩比女孩勇敢。
In my opinion, boys are braver than girls. In my opinion, boys are braver than girls. Lesson 119. Land.
布朗先生见多识广。你说他走访了许多国家。
He has visited many different lands. He has visited many different lands.
这位企业家的出身没什么背景。他说他的父母是务农的。
My parents work on the land. My parents work on the land.
老 Mike 曾经是一位富裕的农场主。你说他拥有许多土地。
He had a lot of land. He had a lot of land.
你想知道哥哥怎么去那座海滨城市，就问他是要走陆路还是走水路。
Are you going by land or by sea? Are you going by land or by sea?
机长采取紧急措施，终于排除了故障。你欢呼着说飞机安全着陆了。
The airliner landed safely. The airliner landed safely.
Tony 刻薄的言语激怒了你。你说你在他鼻子上打了一拳。
I landed a blow on his nose. I landed a blow on his nose.
曾经叱咤商界的王林宣告破产了。你问朋友他怎么会陷入那种境地。
How did he land himself in such a situation? How did he land himself in such a situation?
你想知道轮船的抵达日期，工作人员告诉你，轮船星期六靠岸。
The ship landed on Saturday. The ship landed on Saturday.Lesson 120. Dress.
哥哥急着要去踢球，你也想去，就急切地说，你用五分钟就可以穿好衣服。
I can dress in 5 minutes. I can dress in 5 minutes.
Lucy 从远处款款走来，你不禁赞叹道，她穿着漂亮的衣服。
She is wearing a beautiful dress. She is wearing a beautiful dress.
同事今天盛装出席了一个宴会。你说她打扮的就像个演员。
She dressed like an actress. She dressed like an actress.
Tom 虽然是个男孩子，却喜欢穿色彩艳丽的服装。你说他有时会穿红衣服。
He is sometimes dressed in red. He is sometimes dressed in red.
女儿一玩起心爱的芭比娃娃就会很乖。你说，她正在给洋娃娃穿衣服。
She is dressing her doll. She is dressing her doll.
儿子已经五岁了，还不能自理。你忧虑地说，他自己不会穿衣服。
He can't dress himself. He can't dress himself.
你和女友想把婚房装饰得浪漫温馨。你说，窗户用花来装饰。
The window is dressed with flowers. The window is dressed with flowers.
叔叔站在你面前，你却没认出来。你笑着说，他打扮成了圣诞老人。
He dressed up as Father Christmas. He dressed up as Father Christmas. Lesson 121. Ready.
雷锋永远是人们学习的榜样。你说，他总是乐于帮助别人。
Lei Feng was always ready to help others. Lei Feng was always ready to help others.
没必要去催 Helen 完成演讲稿。你说，当她准备好的时候，她会告诉你。
She will tell me when she gets ready. She will tell me when she gets ready.
你贴好邮票后，把信递给了助手，对他说，那封信可以寄了。
The letter is ready to be mailed. The letter is ready to be mailed.
小丽生完孩子后，在家休养了半年。她说，她还没有准备回去工作。
I'm not ready to go back to work yet. I'm not ready to go back to work yet.
眼看上班快迟到了，你急匆匆地问妻子，早餐是否准备好了？
Is breakfast ready? Is breakfast ready?
你要买最璀璨的钻石戒指来向女友求婚，你说任何价格你都可以接受。
I am ready to pay any price. I am ready to pay any price.
同事犯了错，人们都在指责他，你说他就要哭了。
She felt ready to cry. She felt ready to cry.
出国考察是难得的好机会，你对领导说你非常愿意去。
I'm quite ready to go. I'm quite ready to go. Lesson 122. Turn down.
为了不打扰邻居午休，你对丈夫说，把电视声音关小点。
Turn down the TV. Turn down the TV.
Mary 非常高傲，你说，许多男孩都向她求爱。但都被他拒绝了。
Many boys courted Mary, but she turned them all down. Many boys courted Mary, but she turned them all down.
室内温度太高，让你昏昏欲睡。你问妻子，是否可以把空调关小点儿。
Can you turn down the air conditioner? Can you turn down the air conditioner?
炖肉时用文火才能入味，你对妻子说，把火调小点。
Turn down the gas. Turn down the gas.
懂事的小弟怕晚上学习影响你休息，你感动地说，他把灯光调暗了。
He turned down the lamp. He turned down the lamp.
音乐声太吵，使你无法入睡。你对室友说，请把收音机关小点。
Please turn down the radio. Please turn down the radio.
妈妈嫌你洗脸时太浪费水，她总提醒你把水关小点。
Turn down the water. Turn down the water.
演出马上就要开始了，你说戏院的灯变暗了。
The theater lights were turned down. The theater lights were turned down. Lesson 123. Hang.
Rose, 一头乌黑的秀发令你着迷。你说，她的长发垂到双肩上。
Her hair hangs down on her shoulders. Her hair hangs down on her shoulders.
法网恢恢，疏而不漏。你说，凶手被绞死了。
He was hanged at last. He was hanged at last.
Helen 的谎言当众被揭穿了。你说，她羞愧地低下了头。
She hung her head in shame. She hung her head in shame.
你无法忍受男同事每天对你的骚扰。生气地对他说，不要待在你的办公室。
Don't hang about my office. Don't hang about my office.
你鼓励儿子在课堂上要踊跃发言，你告诫他，不要那么畏缩不前。
Don't hang back so much. Don't hang back so much.
你和朋友们去徒步旅行，你提醒同伴，如果落在后面，你们就会走失。
If you hang behind, we will lose you. If you hang behind, we will lose you.
为赶任务，你和同事很久没休息了，你们互相鼓励，一定要坚持到工作结束。
We must hang on till all the work is finished. We must hang on till all the work is finished.
你本想让女友和你一起去看恐龙化石展，但她说她对此不感兴趣。
I don't give a hang about it. I don't give a hang about it. Lesson 124. Seam.
你冷得浑身发抖，你说你好像有些着凉了。
I seem to have caught a cold. I seem to have caught a cold.
天空乌云密布，你担心地说，看样子像是要下雨了。
It seems that it is going to rain. It seems that it's going to rain.
你听到同事在你背后窃窃私语，内心不安地想，他们好像在谈论你。
They seem to be talking about me. They seem to be talking about me.
在没有想出更好的办法之前，你说，这似乎是最好的解决办法。
It seems the best solution. It seems the best solution.
你的孩子感冒不太严重，医生说他的体温看上去很正常。
His temperature seems to be all right. His temperature seems to be all right.
Tom 新婚不久，真是人逢喜事精神爽。你说 ，Tom 看上去十分快乐。
Tom seems quite happy. Tom seems quite happy.
你试了十几种药都无法止咳，就悲观地说，你的咳嗽看来止不住了。
I can't seem to stop coughing. I can't seem to stop coughing.
那位老人在病榻上呻吟着，你同情地说，他好像病得很重。
It seems that he is terribly ill. It seems that he is terribly ill. Lesson 125. Show.
张娜性格内向，朋友们说她从不流露自己的感情。
She never shows her feeling. She never shows her feeling.
你对新建的车站不太熟悉，就问咨询处是否能告诉你在哪儿检票。
Could you tell me where to show my ticket? Could you tell me where to show my ticket?
你的婚姻生活美满幸福，你说丈夫对你非常好。
My husband shows me great kindness. My husband shows me great kindness.
July 不久前去拍了一套艺术照，你说他拿出了他的一张照片给你看。
She showed me a photo of hers. She showed me a photo of hers.
儿子有学英语的天赋，你说他对英语表现出浓厚的兴趣。
He shows great interest in English. He shows great interest in English.
朋友去逛古文化街，回来后兴奋地说，他看到玻璃柜里展出了许多古物。
I saw many old things on show in glass-topped tables. I saw many old things on show in glass-topped tables.
这几天一直阴雨连绵，你忧郁地说，天气没有转晴的迹象。
The weather shows no sign of clearing. The weather shows no sign of clearing.
为了讨好女友，李伟不得不陪着逛街，你说 他装出感兴趣的样子。
He made a show of interest. He made a show of interest.